Father, we thank you for those wonderful words to our Lord and Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. And we thank you, Christ, for redeeming us. And we bow down to you as our King and our Lord. Through you we come to Ab Adonai Yahweh. Amen. So, time to grow up. And so, as you know, historically, I think majority of all Christians are basically illiterate when it comes to the word of Yahweh. I wonder what kind of percentage has ever even read it once in their lifetime, you know. John Quincy Adams read the Bible, the whole Bible, once a year. You know, you can read it in 70 hours. And you can, without going to the prophets, you can read it in 30 hours. So how many people have actually just even read it? Well, I was raised a Catholic. And so we never read the Bible, so I didn't have instruction. So there's no way I can be growing up because I don't have been taught material to put into me to make me grow up, to mature. So babies are really cute, you know, and they're learning things. But when you have like a 20-year-old baby that's acting the same way, it's really disturbing. And so we've got to realize that it's time to get out of that baby garb and start being productive and pulling your weight and serving the body of the Christ in the capacity that you're supposed to. Now, we have all been raised, I would imagine, all been raised misled through our teachings. The pastors that have taught us have been incorrect. I was raised a Catholic. That stuff was incorrect. There's some correct things, but there's incorrect things at the same time that we have to cleanse ourselves from. And the only way we can do that is when we read this book and we find out it's not in the book, then it's not part of me. And it was a wrong teaching. So we're going to get see how important this is. We've been watching The Chosen. It's a series on Christ through that particular time, and what you're going to see is the men were all taught the Torah, and you memorize things, and so you have Torah school, and probably women too, but we are commanded, was commanded us to teach your children. And so really, I believe historically, schools really started from Hebrews. Ibris, and Hebrew is really the word Ibri. Because they had to know the Torah. They had to read it. And Yahweh commanded them, which we're going to see in Deuteronomy 4:10. These are not options. Okay, 4:10. Right there, yeah. What day thou didst stand before Yahweh, thy Elohim in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather unto me the people, that I may let them hear my words, which they must learn, that they may revere me all the days which are living upon the soil. Their children also must they teach. This is not an option. You are commanded by Yahweh, which obviously is to teach our children that they can be full grown and not be led astray. Now we go to chapter 11, verse 18 and 19, Deuteronomy. Therefore shall ye lay these words upon your heart and upon your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall serve as bands between your eyes, and you shall teach them unto your children by speaking of them, when thou sittest in the house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them on the doorpost of thy house, and within thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children upon the soil which Yahweh sware unto your fathers to give unto them, like the days of the heavens upon the earth. And then it's also in 31:19, Deuteronomy. Now therefore, this was a song of Moses. Now therefore write ye for you this song, and teach it unto the sons of Israel. Put it in your mouths, that this song may become to thee a witness against the sons of Israel. But it's these words, I'm going to teach you these words. So we've got to realize, we are not born with the words of Yahweh. We've got to go ahead and inculcate that. And inculcate means doing it over and over and over again. So right now we've got what they call the Word of Promise or audio Bibles that you can sit at breakfast time or while you're taking a shower or a bath and just hear the Word of Yahweh in your car. Hear the Word of Yahweh over and over and over and over. And guess what? It's never going to become dry. There's always one other thing that's going to click and click and click of things you didn't hear before. So our parents didn't teach us as a whole. Our Bibles have been corrupted, which we're not aware of. We have been taught wrong doctrine because the God of this age is ever present. As we saw with Israel, with Moses in the 40 years in the wilderness, they're already turning from Yahweh, and Yahweh and Moses says, "When I die, you're going to go awry."
Yeah.
And so we're surrounded by this. Obviously, that wrong teaching is another gospel, another Jesus, another spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 11, which we might go to later on. So we must begin from scratch to go to the Hebrew text. It's real simple. And Hebrew is it, which is really Ebri, and Greek, which is really Helen. The word, they're not Greeks, they're Helens, they're not Hebrews or Ebris. And so it's just to show you how we've been misled. You know, we're going to Italy, and we've been taught in our textbooks, Florence, Italy. It's not Florence. It's Fernici. F-I-R, Fernici. And it's not Venice, it's Venezia. It's not Rome, it's Roma. It's not Naples, it's Napoli. It's not Spain, it's Espana. And so even in our textbook, in our English schools, they're wrong. Well, that's how they... No, the country is... Roma. It's two syllables. It's not R-O-M-E. It's R-O-M-A. And it's Rome hyphen A. Roma. And so you're like, what else have we been lied to? I mean, just deceived on our education. Which we're going to kind of see. And so we have to start from scratch, which you have to have a Rotherham Bible. But let me give you a little illustration of just the errors that we are by coming to the Christian church, are been taught that are wrong. We don't even mention our God's name, Yahweh. That's just the number one. Yahweh doesn't even exist in our Bibles, except for the Rotherham. Astounding. And they've known this for over 200 years. It's not Jesus, it's Yahushua. There's no Trinity, there's no three gods. They teach no one dies, only their body dies. That's a lie. That we have a soul, that's a lie. They teach us hell, that's a lie, that's made up. Do not speak in tongues. You know, they're going to tell you, don't do 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. Don't speak in tongues because it went out with the apostles. And then you got people who speak in tongues, but they won't interpret. Because they're waiting for something again, they're waiting for a feeling. Well, Yahweh says interpret. Prophesy, come to prophesy. What did you all speak in tongues? But no, the church today, they're going to knock that out, what they're saying. God is in control. No, he's not. Unconditional love. These are newer doctrines that are coming around. Unconditional love. No, it's not. The new Bible translations in my lifetime and now have removed the only begotten. They've removed the word begotten. And that's in my lifetime. And they're supposed to be the new living translation compared to the old dead translation. And the NIV, the New International Version, you know, and which are all corruptions. They're actually corrupting the Word of God. Heaven will be our home. No, it's going to be the earth is going to be our home. Yahushua was alive before he was conceived. Well, that can't be right, because if he is... He's not the seed of Abraham. He's not the seed of David. He's not of the tribe of Judah. If he existed, you know, before he entered the womb of Miriam, her name's not Mary, it's Miriam, then obviously Miriam's not his mother either. She's just his host. And so Miriam's egg has nothing to do with it in the generation of him because he already existed ahead of time. So this becomes just insanity, but this is what this is presently taught today. Jesus is the creator of all things. Well, that's, Yahweh's the creator of all things. And what really did is the Septuagint did so much of this, and that's just the Greek translation of the Hebrew text back in 200 B.C. And so by doing that, they introduce gods, and in Greek, you'll hear the word psuche, which they translate soul. Well, psuche was the goddess, a Greek goddess. They'll teach you Hades. Well, Hades was a Greek god, and they'll teach you Thanos, which is a Greek god, which will be translated death, and psuche will be translated soul. These are all Greek gods put into 200 years before Christ was even born, that people are reading this in a Greek culture. So what do you think? Are they confused? And guess what? Yahweh in the Greek culture doesn't exist. Completely erased. Yah, completely erased. Any name that had Yahweh in it, like Elijah, erased. It was so expunged from his own word, and that's the Septuagint. The Gospel of John, and which you've seen our other teachings, and all this is on our teachings, on our website too, is the wedding at Canaan is a figure. It's not literal. It can't be. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if somebody would have told us that? And why, and there's a whole teaching on that too, but why is that? Because we know when Yahushua was immersed by John the Immerser, where did he go after that?
Desert.
To the desert. For how long?
40 days
and 40 nights. Was he alone, or was he with his 12 apostles?
He was alone.
He was alone. That's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Real simple. Well, John doesn't have that. After his immerse, he went off with the disciples and then went to the wedding at Canaan. Well, wait a minute here. That was 3 days later. Well, how is that? That can't be. So we have three gospels that say he's in the wilderness, so we have to go with that's a literal situation. So John, those institutions have to be a figure. And figures are important because they're going to teach us lessons, but the event didn't happen, it can happen. And so that would have been nice to know, but people aren't going to mention that. I tell you what, scholars, Bible translators, the woman caught in adultery, not in the text, they all know it. But they're going to put it in the text because it pleases people. So the problem we have, if you have a restaurant and you want to be successful, what do?
Serve what the people want.
Yeah, you serve the people what they want at a profit. And if you give the people what they want, they will come. So when you're looking at mega churches, that's exactly what they are. They're just a big restaurant, giving people what they want. And they're not going to give them the hard facts. And what you're going to see that too, because the Apostle Paul and Yahushua, by speaking the truth, are never going to create a mega restaurant. Because people aren't going to want it. Most people don't want truth. They want the feel good, but don't put demands on me that I'm uncomfortable with. So I'm going to tell people, Yahweh wants you to speak in tongues. Well, I don't want to speak in tongues. You know how much work went out to give that Holy Spirit so we could speak in tongues and interpret to build up the church? Well, I don't want to build up the church. That's what you're saying. If I don't speak in tongues and interpret and prophesy, it says to build up the words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. There's a whole chapter dedicated to it. And what the people are saying is, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. Astounding. Astounding. The belligerence that goes on that. So, it just gives you what we're dealing against and we've been raised against. And by going to the Word, you're going to find out it's not there. We know that with the Catholics. So it was... Was Mary a virgin all of her life?
No,
because the Bible says she had brothers and sisters. There's at least, I think, three or four brothers and two sisters.
Minimum.
Yeah, minimum. And so we know, every Protestant knows that. Is a Catholic going to want to get read the Word? No. Are they going to take that? No. They're going to reject that because, and then they got also Mary being assumed, the assumption, which means that she never died, she was just taken up into heaven. which obviously is not in the scriptures whatsoever. And so those are Catholics, and the Protestants can look very simply and say, well, they're wrong. Yeah, and the Protestants are wrong too when somebody dies that you say they're in heaven. They're not in heaven. All right, they're asleep in Sheol, as the Bible says. And the word Bible's not even in there. It's the word of Yahweh. The word Bible's not even in this book. You know, so you're looking at the Trinity's not in this book. God it says not in this book. But now we're going to go into maturity. Let's go to Hebrews 5. There's got to be some of us out there who are willing to toe the line to become, to grow up so we can teach others also. So Hebrews 5, verse 11. Concerning whom great is our discourse, and of a difficult interpretation to express, seeing that what? Slothful have you become in the hearing. That's it. Slothful have you become in the hearing. You try to talk to a pastor on this, and they're just gone. Because they know if they teach the truth, their church is going to dwindle in many cases. It's going to dwindle. For even when you ought to be teachers by reason of the time, how long have you, if you've been in a Christian more than a year, you should be advancing. 2 years, 5 years, you should be an instructor by 5 years. There are people who have been a Christian 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and know nothing. Absolutely, very little of anything. Sad, because by reason of the time you should be teachers, again have you need that one be teaching you. What are the first principles of the oracles of Yahweh? And have become such as have need of milk, not of strong food. Can you just grow up? You know, I'm a Paul, I am a Paul, I am a Cephas, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Baptist, you know, I'm a Haganite. That just says, I've got to give you milk. You're babes in Christ, and that's in 1 Corinthians. For everyone partaking of milk is unskilled in the discourse of righteousness, for he is what?
A babe.
A bambino. But to such as are mature, that's the word telulos, brought to its end. So such as who are mature pertaineth the what? Strong food. That's what we're here to do, is that we're called telulos ministries. The mature ministries to grow up, and to get rid of the lies. You know, Christ didn't die on Friday and get up on Sunday. It's 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. You know, there wasn't two crucified with Christ. There's actually four crucified with Christ. Easter's a pagan holiday. Christ didn't die on Christmas Day. You know, and so it's just one thing after another of the corruption that's been since our birth. And so we don't know until we start looking at the book. And then once you look at the book, you say, you know, I was a Catholic, and there was what they call the 14 stations of the cross. And so they're around the church. And when Christ was carrying the cross, here he fell, here he did, and he did this, and he blessed somebody, and then here somebody gave him a rag, and it's 14 events that happened on his crucifixion. And everybody did the 14 stations of the cross. Well, when I became started looking in the Bible, it doesn't exist. I kept looking, where's the 14 events that happened? It's not in here. Well, where did this come from? What is this? Somebody just made this up, and then every Catholic is going to go to the 14 stations of the cross. And we don't, as Protestants, and not even a Protestant too, just as a believer of Christ, you know, a believer in the Word of Yahweh, a follower of Yahweh, that we want to be strong and not babes. 14, but to such as are mature pertaineth the strong food, to them who by reason of habit have their organs of perceptions well trained for discriminating both good and evil. So I can really look at this and say, if Christ existed before he went into the womb of Miriam, then obviously he's not the seed of Abraham, and he's not of David's lineage. He can be. He created David, according to the church. Yeah. He created David and Abraham. So this, I mean, just reason. Just figure this stuff out. It, you know, 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, like Jonah. Well, let's say here, you died on Friday evening, And then you get up, and there's you got Friday to Saturday, and then you get up Sunday morning. Well, that's a day and a half. Well, that can't be right. And on the cross, there's four, not two. Remember the two when they say, get off the cross, and they both, spit on him. And then in Luke, only in Luke where one said, shut up, remember me in your kingdom. And he said, today you will be with me in paradise. Well, that completely has a whole other story. Well, that's real simple to look this stuff up. And Bollinger has done that. Now we go to Ephesians 4. And that's not mature. That's just, it's what do they call it? A baby's food?
Pablum.
Pablum. It's pablum. Somebody has cut man-made stuff up, and who is that person who cut it up? Satan. Satan. Lucifer. Alright? He's an angel of light. And is he in the church? Absolutely.
Was he in the synagogue with the Pharisees?
Yeah, absolutely. Was he a high priest? Absolutely. Satan's messenger is the high priest. And is he at the top in the Christian circle? Absolutely. What do you think? He left off? These are doctrines of demons, which we will see. Ephesians 4, verse 7. And to each one of you, however, have favor been given according to the measure of the free gift of the Christ. Great. Favor is the word, not grace. Grace actually means pleasing. And so Rotherham will use the words correctly, why favor means a gift. Wherefore he said, ascending on high, he took captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Okay, so we've been given gifts, and we've been given a measure of faith, a free gift. Now this he ascended, what does it say that he also descended into the under parts of the earth? He that descended, he is also ascended above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave, here it is, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. A pastor is a shepherd, that's what the word means. Why did he give us these things? These are the gifts that he gave us with a view to the fitting of the saints, the holy ones, for the work of service, ministry. They're giving us stuff so we can serve. How are we going to serve? For the upbuilding of the body of the Christ until we all advance into the oneness of the faith and the personal knowledge of the Son of God into a man of full growth, telulos. You're an adult. Into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is what a man of full growth is, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ. If you got this word in you correctly, you're not going to budge. When people try to knock you off, Satan tries to knock you off with Eve. Did God really say? And so, no. And so right now, with the information that this, here, can I knock a Catholic off their foundation? Absolutely. By this book. This book knocks them off the foundation. And they'll just go scrambling and they start calling me names, because, Mary was a virgin all her life. La, 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 la. So they just do this. And so with us, we're firm. We know this. We know there's not three gods. On and on and on. Let me see. And to a man of full growth in the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, that we may no longer be what?
Infants.
The majority of the churches, the pastors are either infants, or they are deceived, or are they demonic. So when you teach something wrong, you're either doing it intentionally, which means you're a messenger of the adversary, or you are ignorant and you shouldn't be teaching it. And the other thing too is you're teaching it because the people want it. And so guess what? I can open up a donut shop, an ice cream shop, and candy shop, and make a lot of money with sugar because people love sugar. Is it going to make them grow?
No.
Absolutely not. It's going to decay. the individual. You know, they lose the teeth, they lose their deal, you give them alcohol, they lose their kidney, I mean their liver. And so they like alcohol? Yes. They like sugar? Yes. And so I can give them that, and will they be there, my customers? Yes, they'll be my customers. And it's destroying them on the inside. They're infants, billowed, tossed, and shifted around with every wind of teaching. Now think of that. And we can see that. And now, God's in control. That's a new doctrine. And then another one is, God loves us unconditionally, and that's a new doctrine. No scriptures for it, and on the contrary, we have scriptures say just the opposite. They have no foundation, so they're just blowing. So homosexuality, well, now the Pope just said we can bless homosexual unions. And if you don't have the scriptures, you say blasphemy. But if you're just a Catholic, you say, okay, we're supposed to love everybody, right? And so you just jump in, and now you've brought sodomy into the church. Into the body of the Christ, and you've condoned it. Well, not yet. I'm not going to condone it, but I'm not going to kick these people out. They can come in. Are you going to have these sodomites babysit your kids? Think of that. Bill tossed and shifted around with every wind of teaching in the craft of man. And this word craft is very neat, interesting. It's called a cube or the dice plane. And why they call it the craft of man is it is the odds, and when somebody rolled their dices, that's what somebody's manipulating you. And they craft them in knavery, and knavery is unscrupulous conduct.
What number? What verse?
14. The end of 14.
Yeah, 14. So craft is the number. 2940. And it's really the word for cube or dice plane. And knavery is number 3834. I won't try to pronounce them. Unscrupulous conduct. And we're going to see that was done in 2 Corinthians 11:3 with the subtlety did to Eve. And we'll see that in a minute. Unto the artifice or the building up or method of error, and the word error is a wandering, a delusion. And so here's what happens to infants. Their parents don't teach them, and the parents don't know either. You know, so if the parents don't teach them, generally the parents don't know either, because they're going to spend more time watching television than they'll ever spend in this book. They're going to be blown about. Think of a ship at sea when the rudder's broken. And the sails are torn off, and then you're just all around the place, and that's the foundation of the Christian church. But in 15, but pursuing truth, and that's our job, pursuing truth, not what men want to hear, but what Yahweh has actually spoken. May in love grow unto him in all things who is the head, Christ, out of whom all the body, fitly framing itself together, and connecting itself through means of every joint supply by the way of energizing in the measure of each single part, securing the growing of the body unto an upbuilding of itself in love. Amor. Now, we know who's behind all this. Ephesians 6, which we know, Ephesians 6:12. Who's behind all this lies? And so just give you an example. You know, here's a big church. It's called Central Community Church in Wichita, Kansas, where we are. And it probably has 3,000 or 5,000 members. And I thought I was trying to help the pastor and giving him books to show you that the woman caught in adultery is not in the text. And everybody will know it. They've known it for 200 years. It's not part of the text. So I give him the manuscripts on this thing, and then 2 weeks later, he teaches on the woman caught in adultery. Just to spit in Yahweh's face, knowing that it is a lie. You can even go on Google and say, that, you know, John 7:52-8:11. Google it, and they'll say, no, it's not in the text. But this person just defied Yahweh by doing that when you know it's a lie. All right. But that's mankind, but his church didn't know, but he knows, and he'll be held accountable. So teachers will be held accountable. even more so. But here's, because our 12, because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, here's who's behind it, but against the principalities, against the authorities, against the world holders of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies. That's who that's who's behind it. 2 Corinthians 11. Three and four. But I fear by any means, as the serpent completely deceived Eve in his craftiness, there's that word, of error, craftiness, your mind should be corrupted from the singleness and the chasteness which are due unto the Christ. For if indeed he that cometh is proclaiming another Jesus, we've got another Jesus, because he is actually God the Creator, whom we have not proclaimed. You know, did Apostle Paul ever mention the Trinity? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, ever? And then he'd be called a heretic. You know, Paul wrote 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, a man, Christ Jesus. Well, that's just heresy, according to the church today. It's heresy. And so you can see how it's flipped. And we're sure going to see what happened to Paul. Or a different spirit you are receiving which you had not received, or a different glad message which you have never welcomed. So, I told my wife this. Okay, when you die, do you want to go to heaven right away, or do you want to wait in Sheol, asleep? And what does people want?
Go to heaven.
I want to go to heaven. Okay, we'll do that. You go to heaven. Are you happy now? Yes. And then Grandpa Jones is up there and Grandma Smith is up there. And I gave you exactly what you wanted. Here's Aaron. You want a molten calf? Done. The only problem, though, is you can't really have problems with that, because now there's no resurrection, because you don't die. And who cares about a body? There's no resurrection. And actually, dead is good, because you're with Jesus. So death is our friend, not our enemy. It's a portal to God. And so abortion is putting babies right into heaven. Bravo. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yes. Does that sound satanic?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. So the Jews being murdered in camps, because it put them in heaven. Wow. Think of that. I mean, it's just astounding. But that's the lie. Now we're going to look at... Well, let's go to 13. Same chapter. For such as these are false apostles, deceitful workers, transfiguring themselves into the apostles of Christ. That's what we have today, guys. And no marvel, for Satan himself does transfigure himself into a messenger of light. You gonna have a red horns and a tail? No, he's gonna be on a pedestal, bringing great theater, the maitre d' of the great restaurant. Here, I give you donuts, and I give you. Alcohol, I give you sugar and everything that you want. Come and eat. That is Satan today. For no great thing if his ministers also are transfiguring themselves as ministers of righteousness. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that what a pastor is? Yeah. How do we know which one is actually a minister of Satan, or he's either a minister of Satan, He's a deceived pastor, all right, or he's just sold out to this world to get as much as he can out of it, whose end shall be according to their works. You saw the Apostle Paul. Okay, he's teaching, and in his lifetime, what was happening? Galatians 3. One, O thoughtless Galatians, who hath bewitched you, before whose very eyes Yahushua Mashiach was openly set forth as a crucified one? In his lifetime, the whole book of Galatians is the church turning away from Yahweh. By turning away from Paul, you're turning away from Yahweh. Acts 28. I mean, this should tell us everything. Hey, with Moses, when he died, Joshua carried on, and his generation carried on, which is good, but after his generation was gone, they went into idolatry, full blown. So it was one generation after Moses that idolatry infested. Now, how many years has it been since Christ died? Oh, that's 2,000 years. How much has happened in those 2,000 years? This is the world we came into, and it's corrupt. All right, once this book exposes it. But if you don't go by the book, you have no idea. It looks very good. Acts 28, 24. And so here's Paul in Rome speaking to the people. And some indeed were persuaded by the things that were spoken, whereas others disbelieved. And that's the same way today. And not being agreed among themselves, they began to leave. But Paul, having said one thing, well did the Holy Spirit speak through Isaiah the prophet unto your fathers, saying, go thy way unto this people, and say, you shall surely hear, and yet will in no wise understand, and surely see, and yet will in no wise perceive. For the heart of this people hath become dense. It's a heart problem. And with their ears heavy have they heard, and their eyes have they what? Closed. As if you try to help anybody with the word, and I don't want anybody that, because I'm happy where I am. They close their eyes, lest once they should see with their eyes, and with their ears should hear, and with their hearts should understand and return, when I would certainly heal them. Now, finish it up, 2 Timothy 1. Here's the end of Paul's journey. 1:15. Thou knowest this, to Timothy, that all they who are in Asia have turned away from me. That is, the Ephesian church, Galatian church, the Colossian church, and so we saw the book of Galatians, obviously, it fell on deaf ears when he wrote it. Now we go to chapter 4, verse 1. But here is our, for the mature, the telulos in Christ, here's our instructions. I adjure thee before Yahweh and Christ Yahushua, who is about to be judging the living and the dead, both as to his foreshining and his kingdom. What? Proclaim the doctrines of men. No. No. Proclaim the Trinity. No. Proclaim, false doctrines. No. Proclaim the word. Take thy position in season, out of season. Convince, rebuke, encourage with all long suffering and teaching. For there will be a season when the healthful teachings they will not endure, but according to their own covetings will unto themselves heap up teachers, because they have itching ears. And from the truth indeed their ears will they turn away, while unto stories will they turn themselves aside. And you can determine that with your present pastors on their statement of beliefs or anything else. So here's something I'll put on the video. And these are the tools you need for getting a foundation. You got to have a Rotherham Bible. You know, you got to have maybe the E.W. Bowen Bible. These are free on our website. It's free to download them. The Young Little Translation of the Holy Bible, free. You know, you can get a blue letter Bible on your phone, free to check the Hebrew words, the Greek words. And the list of all the other things that are through here. Hebrew is a foundation and not Greek. So you have to understand that. Most pastors learn Greek. And so and you can see in your pastor's life, why is Yahweh not even mentioned? And why is Yahushua not even mentioned? Did Yahweh name his son Jesus? No. Did he name him Jesus? No. What did he name him? Yahushua. And everybody knows that. We've known that for 200 years also. So, for you to carry on, if you want that journey. Now we'll get to hear and get to hear a word of prophecy for those who are listening to it. So So, Father, we thank you for these words, for the people who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Be speaking my word and studying my word and meditating on my words of life that will instill in you great affection for individuals, great deliverance can be brought about because of you, and also speak my words that are true and not falsehoods. All right, we'll see you next week.